Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 9:10 Friday morning, and it's time to get someone into the sold-out Winterland show. Alice in Winterland. It's happening December 12th. At the Masonic in San Francisco, John Mayer and Maren Morris are the stars of the show. And we've got tickets all day. We'd love to see you. We have such a good time at this concert every year. Woohoo! Hallelujah.
Can I get an amen? Holy Ghost runner to you.
I can't wait to see her live.
It's going to be great. Plus John Mayer. I mean, geez. God, that show get any better.
Listen to this. So Hooman played us the new music today, but he neglected to play one of the coolest songs. And what's weird is this is from the, what is this? The Justice League soundtrack. It's Gary Clark Jr. doing a cover of Come Together by the Beatles. And it is sick.
The Justice League soundtrack's out today.
As soon as I count to 97, I'll come back and play that.
All right. Thank
fantastic.
You.
Fantastic.
You like Gary Clark or no?
I do. John loves
him. Yeah, he is excellent.
But I heard, I thought that was like your ringtone or something.
No. I saw that he'd released a new song, and then I saw it was on the Justice League soundtrack and thought, how did he? He loves that stuff.
I know.
Superhero stuff. Anyway, where was I? Oh, our text number, 800-400-3697. Got tons of them. If you have to persuade a person to date you, you have approached the wrong person. Says 415. I don't believe that. I think if you've never met someone and you need to show them why they would have fun with you, I don't think that you want to beg.
No.
And
if someone says no,
right,
then
go, all right,
stop.
Then.
Your sales job does not start at no.
What about Stanford football? Show some love over here. You guys are the best. Stanford plays at 12:30 on Saturday in Washington State.
And if Riley had gone to Stanford, I'm sure we'd be talking all about the Cardinals.
That's right. 408 says, listening out in South Philly.
Oh, hey.
What's up, Philly?
It's where me and Vinny first got together.
Yeah.
Or where Vinny and I first got together. Excuse me. Pardon my English.
If only the rest of the country could get along as well as Sarah and the non-believer, and Hooman, a deep believer, we might be in a better place than we are today. Keep leading by example, and thanks for the bit of home I get listening to you all.
Aww.
You know, I saw a segment of Snoop Dogg on Steve Harvey, and he was talking about, Steve Harvey was jokingly leading him into the conversation about the Snoop Dogg Martha show.
Yes. Yeah.
And Snoop he just nailed his answer. And if I'd get the audio and play it for you if I could, I don't.
What did he say? Give me a paraphrase.
He just said something like, you know what? People are people. You get two people sitting next to each other, and instead of, you know, being like, what don't we have in common? You find out you got tons of stuff in common.
Yep.
And getting along with the person sitting next to you isn't that hard, and that's what we should all be focused on. And our show is a ton of fun. We do have a lot in common, and we get along great. And if you come in on our show, you're going to eat well and you're going to have some fun. And I was just like.
Plus, they have a special drink every week.
I don't know anything about. I've never seen the show.
Yeah.
But
she'll like whip up some awesome cocktail. Uh-huh. And he's like, well, I got to try that.
Yeah.
So they're drinking through the whole show.
Well, he just nailed it. And it was right on sort of that theme.
But it is true. I mean, if you can think of the whole country as people that you could be sitting next to and that you do have stuff in common with, like, you know, all we ever hear are the extremes yelling. It's all we ever hear.
Right.
People are people.
The guy is falling down an escalator. LOL.
That is it. Hooman's been playing this funny sounder for the fall back time change, as we've reminded you about that. It is so. It just goes on and on. Mm-hmm. It must be an escalator. Maybe he's passed out too. Like he's fallen slowly, you know? Usually a fall is just boom, 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 and it's over.
Enough with the time change. I work the night shift Saturday night. An extra hour of work and an hour less of sleep. Stop reminding me.
Oh, you poor
this
thing.
This is 925.
It sucks for some people.
Hey guys, it's my birthday on Sunday, and I was hoping to get a happy birthday from my favorite radio show.
Well, what's your name and how old are you?
They didn't say.
Oh. Well, happy birthday.
What's
birthday
the,
on Sunday.
Zip code.
415.
415.
Right, 415. Hope you have a great one.
Who's answering the phones? I actually heard what number caller I was. That never happens.
That was me.
That would be you, Zet.
See, what I do is I make sure that the line is engaged.
Uh-huh.
And I hear someone, and I go, hi, you're caller number one. Hi, you're caller number two, caller number 10. Yeah. Okay, you're welcome.
Yeah.
That's what I
mean,
I
it does take a little longer than just going, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
yeah,
9, 10,
because
11,
line,
12.
The problem is the line's not engaging
I know.
By just pushing the button.
Right, no. You have to give it a second.
But,
it has to
I mean,
connect.
After 20 years, you'd think.
Yeah. But, I mean, I told him he should answer. Hello, you've reached Alice. I'm sorry to tell you. You're calling number 7.
Yeah.
Try again. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
510
Goodbye.
Says, thanks for leaving us the Friday montage, Bryn. Damn, look at Uzi move them hips.
Wow.
Ooh. That was a good one, too.
650 yeah. Says, come on, Hooman. The Blake Shelton dog song was America.
Merca.
Bleep yeah.
America. Bleep yeah. Oh, Hooman's back. He must have got our winner. Someone just won tickets for the sold out Alice in Winterland. Who was it?
Mike.
Right, congratulations,
job, Mike.
Mike. See you there.
Love the sound effects, Hooman. I thought my car was breaking down.
Is that the falling
noise?
One?
Boom, 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 boom.
All right, you ready for the song?
This is the Gary Clark song from the Justice League soundtrack.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. You gotta wait for that.
All right. Did you listen to it yet?
No.
It's so sick, but it's got the video is from the Justice League. How did you not see that?
You're going to love it.
Wasn't Hooman. On the paper that was handed to me this morning. I know you're really disappointed, but please forgive me. You want to say what's happening?
It's just scenes.
Yeah,
it's
scenes
just
from
listening
the movie.
To
it's
it.
Gary Clark Jr. doing a Beatles cover, Come Together, and it's going to be on the soundtrack.
You want me to fast forward?
Yeah, I don't hear it Come Together yet, but...
Yeah!
That's such a good song. I love this version. I love that crazy synthy bass line.
So
it's really good.
Sick.
Imagine football he got. Oh, there's Wonder Woman. I know you! One thing. I saw Ben Affleck's lower half of his face pudging out under that Batman
anyway,
mask.
There it is. That was...
Right now.
Oh, he's so good.
All right, there you go. The Justice League
says,
soundtrack.
Go ahead and try and deck Yoda, Vinfro. He would force you up so bad.
Yeah.
I was saying, why didn't Yoda deck him?
Yeah.
When he said, "You think I'm small?"
Yeah. He doesn't, use the Force willy-nilly, Vin. He just says, "Judge me, do you?"
Right. But I just thought, you know, that's where that's you set him up for the clobbering, the hammering time. Right? No.
And he did show him like when he was trying to get the X-wing fighter out of the marsh, and then he couldn't do it, and it settled back in, and he said it just can't be done. This Luke, and then Yoda goes and picks the thing right up, and there it is, out of the water. He shows him. I'm small, but I'm powerful. I'm Yoda.
When I started my cycle at 12, my sister teased me for weeks, singing "My Buddy." It goes wherever I go, my buddy. I cried every time, and she laughed her butt off.
Well, that's nice. That's what sisters are for, to torture you about your period. Thanks, sis. And then they get theirs, and aha, joke's on you too. Joke's on all of us, ladies.
Right. 408 says, everything beats strawberry ice cream.
Oh,
what is wrong
crazy.
With you?
Strawberry, really good, crappy strawberry ice cream is crappy, but when you get real strawberry ice cream, like, it just, oh.
Hey, Vin, she finger gunned you. That means she wants you, right?
Oh, is that what it means?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Oh, did you start Sleeping Beauties?
I did.
What do you think? Anything yet?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. I mean, it's so like it's so funny that it comes out right at this time when all this, it's all about men and how badly behaved they are. It's a Stephen King, Owen King book.
There are two salt and straws in SF. Their flavors are delicious, says 925.
Mm. Well, we did like their Heath Bar one. It was like a toffee one.
Thanksgiving flavored ice cream there this holiday season.
So maybe you think buttered mashed potatoes with gravy is for you. It's an ice cream flavor. Go try it out.
Just when I get tired of Hooman, and he turns around and reminds me that he can still be cool. Gotta love a fellow Star Wars fan.
Thanks.
You rock, Hooman.
Yeah, Hooman,
you rock.
707 says, too much Hooman.
I know. We are heavy back in there.
We're heavy on the Hooman for the next 6 weeks.
Jeez.
Oh, by the way, Bryn's baby, the little precious Cameron, we put a picture up at the Alice973 Instagram and at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And our, I mean, we only, it's only been up, I don't know, an hour and a half. It's at over
3,500
likes. Let's get that up there.
Yeah.
10,000.
10,000 likes.
Is that fair?
That'll be the most we've ever
had. That'll be the most. The most liked photo ever is the one of our 20-year anniversary. Me and you, just a terrible picture of me, but it has 87.
Well, you're goofy as ever.
No, that's the most liked picture?
Yeah, 8,700 likes on the Alice973 Instagram.
How many does that?
It has 8,000.
8,000. Wow.
I know.
And then Isla was second.
Yeah, with like
Isla always gets a bunch.
6,700.
Yeah, she's guaranteed some likes.
Yeah, we haven't done her in a while, Vinny. We should
Let's
do a picture
her.
Next week.
Yeah, right. For her fourth birthday. Maybe you can do a great picture this weekend and get it over to me.
Sure.
So you can pimp it out.
Ooh, dresser. You're going to Aladdin. Maybe you can take a picture
Ooh,
there.
Ooh, good idea.
We are going to. Hey, if you're going to Aladdin, me and my family will be there for the matinee this Saturday. Say hey. If
two,
you're there.
2 o'clock, 2:30 probably?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. Well, we're going to leave at, I think, 11.
Yeah. Oh, you got to make sure you get there, get some parking.
Mm-hmm.
So fun.
Yeah, I hope she loves it.
She will, I'm sure.
We'll see. There have been things that have gone over where I'm like, oh, look at that. It's awesome. Other things where she's just not into it. And you go, oh. Oh.
Well, you'll know soon enough, right?
That's too bad. We go, and she's going, don't worry, but we go, so do you want to go skiing again this year? She goes, no. Why did I ask?
Yeah. Say
you
kids
you
what they
are
want.
Going.
Say, yeah, we're leaving tomorrow for skiing.
Oh, man.
Oh, you don't
want
to go? Well, have fun alone.
Yeah. Well, she had a cold, and it was during the blizzard, and we still made her go out for lessons because we figured, you're here.
Yeah. And you're we want to go skiing.
Well, there's that, too. Yeah.
So she has... memories, bad memories.
Well, she had a cold.
Replace
you know,
them with good ones.
Yes.
She went through a phase of just having a cold a month.
Mm. Well, hopefully that's over now.
And you got to join in with
I did
that.
Get
oh
all
what
those.
Fun.
Almost every one of those.
We love when you bring that to us.
Yes. Seems like, though, never mind, I will not say it.
Don't jinx it.
Say it right
don't,
now.
No,
say
stop it.
Because one came right into this room and...
And that wasn't just a cold, man. That was
what was it?
That was a flu.
You over it yet? We're all concerned.
I would say I'm 90%. John has it now, and
well,
my kid.
Well, he's bringing it back this weekend, everyone. So
John, and my,
stay
John,
tuned.
And my kid both have it. I'm still gonna make him play guitar tonight. I don't care how sick he is.
Good.
On Friday night.
Torture that guy.
Damn right I will.
Sam Smith falsetto is sometimes too much.
Sometimes too much. I don't sound stuffed up enough.
You guys, I had a dream about John Mayer going to Australia.
Oh.
After performing some complicated yoga routine half naked.
Oh.
I guess that's good. 703 says, love you. Have a nice weekend.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
You ever dream about John Mayer?
I do not believe I've ever had a dream about
Australia-ing you.
Oh, that. I thought she meant he
actually went
to Australia.
I knew you thought that.
Why did you know I thought that?
Because I could tell by your reaction.
Oh.
Like you weren't getting it, girl.
Get it, girl.
Here in Oakland, we have a killer mac and cheese restaurant, Homeroom, about 20 different kinds. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, mac and cheese with hot dogs. And potato chips on top is so good. You guys need to check out Homeroom Kitchen. Mm. They have a bunch of different types of mac and cheese. Huh. The homeroom responses are...
And where is that?
Their pages in Oakland.
Oh. Sounds delicious. Mm-hmm.
So if your boy ever stays at... If you ever go to stay with him for the weekend... You guys can,
in his dorm room?
Well,
is that what I'm going to say?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, is your roommate gone? Can I sleep in his bed? Yay. That place already smelled like feet when you first moved in. I can't even imagine what it smells like now.
My vegetarian wife said if she would eat meat, she would want a McDonald's McRib.
Oh.
That's not the one.
Of all the things?
Yeah, don't. That's set your bar a little higher.
Yeah. That's a low bar, lady. Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
Rock Bottom Brewery has the best chicken, bacon, mac and cheese. It's life changing.
Oh, chicken, bacon. Chicken, bacon, mac and cheese. Chicken, bacon, mac and cheese. Chicken, bacon, mac and cheese. I'm going to write a song about that this weekend.
Uh-oh. 925 says, uh-oh. There may be an Isla Cameron battle for first on social media.
Oh, no.
We'll see.
I don't think Cameron can beat Isla.
I don't think there's a battle going on at all.
We just want the likes, believe me.
Yeah.
Follow us all. Oh, by the way, go to the Alice 973 Instagram page, and in the description of the Alice page, all our links for our Instagrams are on there. Follow us all.
Yeah.
We need the likes.
Yeah.
Connie.
Hey, Connie.
I saw the press opening of Aladdin last night, and it is so much fun. She is really going to enjoy it, and it also runs really quick. There might be one scary part, but the rest is amazing, especially the flying carpet. Have fun.
It's great.
Neat.
They do a beautiful job with it.
What's the flying carpet thing?
Well, you know how they go on the carpet ride and the flying carpet
ride.
But
is there an actual flying?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's
really?
the big song, isn't it?
It is. A whole new world.
That song, yeah.
Actually, I think it's magic carpet. Uh-huh. Oh, hey, Homan. Let's do that song together someday.
It sounds like you wanted to do it right now.
No, I don't have the words in front of me. John knows it, though, so you can come over next time. And we'll...
John knows it, though?
Yeah, he'll play it sometimes.
Play it?
You know, on the guitar.
He plays A Whole New World, and then you sing it.
Mm-hmm.
Any chance you could learn that for us? Vinny?
No.
Yeah, Vinny.
I haven't picked up my guitar in months, but when I do, I will not be playing A Whole New World.
What will you play first? Pick up a guitar right now and
I'll probably
something.
Play some scales.
You and your scales. Heard a song, damn it.
I know, right?
I want to jam with you. I want you to play a song. I want to sing along with
it. You don't know. Maybe I have played some songs.
Yeah, you're right. I wouldn't know that.
You're right. Is Cameron a baby boy or a girl?
It's a little girl.
Yep.
A little
so
baby girl.
Cute.
She looks exactly like Bryn. It's so funny. It's so cute. Oh, my God. She got dad's nose. It's on our Alice 973 Instagram, if you want to check it out.
A lot of people asked if it's a boy or a girl.
Well, it is an androgynous name.
Yeah, I love it. I love that name.
Me too.
I mean, I got really attached to Diamond, so it took a right. second.
We can still call her Diamond.
For me to get over that.
We were calling Isla her for years.
Yeah.
707 says, Hillary lost. Trump is here for the next 7 years.
Oh, don't say that.
Seven.
Oh, my God.
Well, you never know.
Well, the Dems got to figure it out.
They
before
do, and
it's
they have
time.
To come up with someone, man.
They definitely got to find somebody to push out there and take the lead.
Joe Biden.
Gavin Newsom. It's too soon.
Well, let's see if Gavin gets the governor.
I know.
It's going to be an uphill battle. You didn't even call us back the other day.
Bastard.
What's up, Gavin?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, talk to you about
you only need us when
13.
You need us? Yeah. You only call us when you got something to push?
Your wife picked up the phone. She wasn't happy to hear from me.
Oh, really?
Well, I was like, hey, Janet Tooman. She went, oh, hi. Oh,
what's the matter? What? You guys don't get along?
No, we do. Every time she sees me, she's like super nice. Gives me.
Well, they have like 100 kids. I'm sure she's busy.
Yeah, they do.
How many kids do they have?
Six, I think.
No, it's not six. It's four, I think.
Is it four?
Yeah, four sounds about right.
Yeah.
Doesn't?
Wow. Yeah, a whole brood over there.
Good for them. Why are you rolling your eyes like that?
Four's a lot, man.
Yeah, well.
I'm sure they have help.
I'm sure they do.
Lots of help.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty rich, huh?
It seems that way.
Don't they live in, the wealthier part of Marin?
They live in Marin?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought he had to live in the city.
Well, only when he was mayor.
Oh, right. No, he's not the mayor anymore. Forgot about that. Sorry, Edley.
Sure he has several, right? Homes?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
Probably has a winery.
Gavin, call us and let us know what you got.
Call us with whatever your agenda is, and we'll let you know what ours is.
Yeah. All right. I'm out of time, everyone.
All right. We'll
I mean,
a...
we are really late.
We are, actually. That's right. True. But so fun. Happy Friday, everybody. We'll see you in a second. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good week, you guys. Solid week. Thanks to everybody who came out for our secret show. Thanks to Scott Capurro. Hope he has a safe vacation in England. Mm-hmm. Tommy Igo, who joined us yesterday for the movie review.
Oh, yeah.
He was great.
Kuhlman for stepping up and running all the, giving us that amazing falling sound. Because we fall back
that
this weekend.
That was the highlight. Yeah, don't forget. We do fall back this weekend, Saturday night. Don't forget that Yuzette's got a big event this, what day?
Oh, it's tomorrow. Tales and Ales.
Right.
That's right. That is it at the Google Crittenden campus in Mountain View. And it's all day tomorrow, but you're there from 11:30 to 1:30.
Right. And I posted info on my Instagram and Facebook page.
And that's Yuzette. U-Z-E-T-T-E. Have a great weekend, everybody. Yep. And thanks
have
for listening.
Have fun at Aladdin.
Oh, my God. Have fun at Aladdin. That'll be great.
I'll post some pictures. And try not to catch that cold that your kid's bringing
home. I will try not to catch it. I feel like I've had my share, and I'm done for the winter.
Mm-hmm. I hope you're right.
I hope so, too. Have a good one. We'll see you on Monday.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.